Hi there, Miguel. Thank you for holding. My name is Paul. I'm the Regional Pricing Director here. And Jerry wanted me to get on the line. She's actually requesting that I not only, you know, get you the details and answer any questions you might have. She's also asking that I apply a reduced rate for your somewhat younger company. Happy Wednesday, by the way. How's your day going so far?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so far so good.
Cool. Yeah. Good. I'm glad to hear that. So, you know, I do have your file here in front of me, and I'm sure that you not only use Google yourself, you're probably also at least somewhat familiar with the different places that a business can appear on the first page, right?
Okay, go ahead.
You're about 50 miles, right? San Francisco to Palo Alto, willing to travel for the right work?
Mm-hmm.
Great.
Yeah.
And then Miguel, you're doing both local, or you're doing residential and commercial, right? Do you have a preference as far as that goes?
No, I do both, you know, residential and commercial.
Okay, and you kind of like the mix as it comes.
Mm.
You don't really have a preference, one over the other.
No, not really. You know, look, of course, I like more house, you know.
More residential?
More residential. This is my preference. But I work for a company also, you know.
Okay. So you'll take on commercial work if it finds you. You kind of do prefer the residential work. And like I said, you're familiar with the different places that a business can appear on the first page. And with you know, San Francisco to Palo Alto, big cities and small, a 50-mile service area, you would be getting both local search engine optimization so that you show up in the local map or the pack that pops up right near the top of the page. You'll also show up in the paid Google ads that will appear above the map. Now, that's going to get you found very quickly throughout your entire service area. Now, of course, the real power and benefit, Miguel, to this particular listing is that people don't need to already know the name of your company to pick up the phone and call you directly. They'll be able to type in keywords related to your services. If they're typing in hauling or junk removal, debris removal, or anything like that, your company's going to pop up on the first page. They'll see a website for your business, too, that we'll build for you, and they'll pick up the phone and call you directly. So it's a very high conversion rate. They're calling you directly, calling you specifically, calling you really hoping that you're available to do the job and already thinking if your price is fair, they want to hire you for your services. Now, it is a flat monthly rate. You're not going to pay for the lead, the click, the call, or the job. No matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, residential or commercial, big jobs or small, 15 jobs a month or 50 jobs a month, it's the same flat rate. And, of course, it's not just for Google. You'll be verified and recognized by both Google and Bing, so on the major search engines. You'll have also the content that the search engines want to see. We'll do a fully optimized Facebook page for your company. You'll be listed on Manta, Super Pages, Chamber of Commerce, almost 70 different directories, all of them equally important to the search engines. All of them will also talk about your company, your services, your service area. That's going to have you popping up in the local pack or the map that pops up. The website that we create will be attached to those directories and also attached directly to the paid Google ads. Now, like I said, the Google ads will get you found very quickly, and it's still a flat rate. You're not paying for the individual clicks. Now, is it just you and a couple of guys? I mean, how many more jobs do you think you can take on in a week or a month at this point? How much more work could we send your way?
I'm a small company, you know, and
small company.
Small company. I don't want many different jobs, you know.
Gotcha.
But I wanna work well, you know. Make a good, you know.
Yes.
If I make a many different jobs, you know, maybe I can work it so, you know, and my work is very professional, very I like it, make everything clean, everything good for my customers.
Oh, good. So you do quality work. You offer a fair price. You want to do the right type of work. I mean, obviously, as a small company, you want to be making sure that the jobs that you do are profitable for you. And you're going to get phone calls directly to you, like I said, so you'll be able to kind of choose the work that's going to be best for you and for your company, you know, get paid well for the time that you're going to spend doing those jobs. And I want to make this as affordable for you as I possibly can. Like I said, Jerry's asking that I apply a reduced rate for our younger companies. We call it the new in business rate. At about 3 years in, you certainly do qualify, Miguel, for what is the lowest rate that we offer for our services. It is a comprehensive program that will keep your phone ringing. Normally, without the reduction in the cost, it's $599. You're going to save almost 60% off the normal cost of the service. It would be a flat rate of exactly $249, and that rate would be fixed, an exact amount. So it would never go up, no matter how long you choose to stay with us. And again, it is an exact amount, no taxes, no fees, no surcharges, no lead fees, nothing like that. Are you also doing landscaping now as well as the hauling?
Yeah, I do landscape also, yeah.
Landscaping too? Okay.
Yeah, landscape too. You guys said $249, right?
Yes, and that's with Google Ads. Most SEO companies don't offer Google Ads, and certainly not at that rate. But you're in San Francisco.
But
you're wanting to be found there.
But this is a month?
$249 a month is a flat rate. Yes, that's with Google Ads included, the website's included. I mean, you're talking about San Francisco to Palo Alto, very profitable areas to be found, very densely populated cities within that area. That's a lot of people needing your services, okay? And because you are willing and wanting to be found for 50 miles, it will have to include Google Ads. We could do a local campaign. Don't get me wrong. We could do local to San Mateo, and that would be $149 a month, right? But if you're looking for Palo Alto, San Francisco, a 50-mile radius, if you want the most opportunities to pick and choose the jobs that will be most profitable for you, I would only be able to include that with Google Ads as well, although you would not be paying for the individual clicks to the paid ad campaign. There is a cost associated with having us do that for you. So you would still be saving almost 60%, and the difference ends up only being an extra $100. Instead of the $149 for a local campaign, you'd be looking at, again, the $249 as an exact amount. But it is really, I mean, it's up to you. I mean, you know the needs of your business a lot better than I do, how far you really do want to go for the right work, how much work you can actually take on, and, of course, what your budget allows. But like I said, I wanted to offer you the service that would get you the 50 miles in the San Francisco and Palo Alto and all points in between. That's with Google Ads, you know.
Yeah, I think
is the cost the most important thing for you?
Yeah, look, I think San Mateo County.
Okay.
Because, yeah, I do from San Francisco to Palo Alto. Because I have customers in San Mateo, and guys have a friends or family for San Francisco, Palo Alto, out to Miguel. But my place is in San Mateo. You know,
you're in San Mateo. Right.
Exactly. Yeah.
So,
you know?
So a local campaign, like I said, it wouldn't get you from San Francisco. It wouldn't get you Palo Alto. It would get you from San Bruno to Redwood City. So San Bruno, Burlingame, San Mateo, Belmont, San Carlos, Redwood City. But you wouldn't get as far as Palo Alto or north to San Francisco on a local only campaign. Like I said, you would definitely need the Google Ads to do that. So if you were looking for the comprehensive program to keep you and have you showing up all the way from Palo Alto to San Francisco, including San Francisco and Palo Alto and all points in between, you really would need the Google Ads for that, and that would be $249. I said, a local campaign would save you $100 a month, but it would only be from San Bruno to Redwood City.
Yeah. I can pay less for just San Mateo, all right? San Mateo County, all right?
Mm-hmm.
You tell me like how much you tell? 149, right?
149. Yeah, right.
149. Yeah, I'm sorry. I apologize, but because my English sometimes I lose some word, you know. I can attend very well. But okay. Yeah, 149 for San Mateo County is a good price. But my question is, are you got a return or are you got a customers? Because, yeah, 1.5 years ago, I paid for Google, but no work for me, you know. No work. I have nothing. I nobody call me, you know. And now for next year I wanna do my work, my job well, and I wanna work more, you know, because this year is too bad, last year is too bad, and but. If I have a return, you know, okay, I will still with Google for a long time, of course.
Okay, so is it something that you want to do for your business?
I'm sorry, say again.
Is it something that you want to do for your business?
No, yeah, no, just no, I don't want something. I don't understand your question. What you said, do something for my business. I'm sorry.
It's a service that we're providing, and it's a position that we're actively filling. Okay. Mm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Now, I do, if I understand your question, I do landscape, clean, and howling, you know, this is my skill, you know. I do this. I clean windows. I work for everything like this.
Right, right. So I guess my question to you, like I said, you know the needs of your business better than I do. Which of those two campaigns do you think would be a better fit for your company? I mean, obviously, if you're wanting to... If you're wanting to do the 50 miles, it's going to take the Google Ads, right?
Mm.
Did you want to do the 249?
But I don't want to pay 249 right now.
The 149 right now?
Yeah, 149 is for me is perfect. 249, I don't want to pay like this because.
You can always add the Google Ads later on, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So we can get started with the local campaign. It would be $149. The website's included, all the different destinations and directories, everything that it takes to be found in that local area. Like I said, about closer to home for you. Going to be, you know, like San Bruno to Redwood City. It won't include San Francisco or Palo Alto. I can't do that without Google Ads, okay? I just want to be honest with you and give you a pretty clear understanding of what to expect, okay? But the local campaign, okay. We can certainly get started with that. The business name is Santos Hauling and Cleaning. Are you not doing cleaning anymore? Do you want to rebrand the business as Santos Hauling and Landscaping?
Yeah, just Santos Hauling and Landscape, I think, is perfect.
Yeah, it's more relevant to the services that you provide, right?
Yes, exactly. You gotcha.
Gotcha. You're not doing the cleaning anymore at all. And then, Miguel, is the phone number that we're speaking on the one that you would want your customers to call and the best number for us to reach you regarding your account?
Yeah.
So yeah, the 650-520-4693, and it's a smartphone too, right? You can receive a text message on that number?
Yeah. Yeah, it's my phone. Yeah, iPhone 13.
Okay, perfect. It is an iPhone. And then I wanted to ask you about you're service based, right? And of course, you always go out to the customer. No one ever comes to you first. There's not an address that we would necessarily be promoting for your business online.
The address?
Yeah, you no one comes to you, right? You're service based?
No.
But you're located in San Mateo 94401, right?
No.
Okay. Your zip code is not 94401?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, no. Correct.
Okay,
you're right.
Gotcha. You're right. And Miguel, what is your last name?
Santos.
Okay, that makes sense. Just like the business name.
Yeah.
And then, Mr. Santos, on the website that we'll build for you, most of the people are just going to call you directly, but there will be a contact form on the website so you can get a text message. You can also get emails when they fill out that form. You'll know right away when someone is trying to contact you. And, of course, whether they call you directly, as they most often will, or contact you through your website, it's still a flat rate. You're not going to pay extra for those leads. What is a good email address, though, either for you or for your company?
Okay. My email santmiguel@gmail.com.
Okay. So santmiguel@gmail.com?
Yeah. @gmail.com.
Okay. All right. And then if you don't have any other questions for me, again, this would be $149 as a flat monthly rate. The website's going to be included, and there's no setup fee. So it's just $149 to get started. Okay?
Yeah. I have a question. Mm-hmm. My question is, I can stop anytime?
Yes, that's correct. It is month to month. There's no contract whatsoever. That does mean it's completely at will. You can stop at any time for any reason. You can pause it if you get more work than you can take on or need to go on vacation. It is completely month to month, no contract. Absolutely.
Okay. And how I can, what is that? No, my question is, when you start see my company name in the Google page?
Okay, so it's going to take about 3 or 4 business days for us to build out your website and create that content. All of the different destinations and directories will be created in about that same time. Google will want to verify that you're an active business in the local area. So we're going to send a Google PIN card out to you. And that, of course, is going to let us know that you do actively work in the local area. Okay. Now that PIN card, although it's coming from Mountain View, might take about 5 or 10 business days, right? That's where Google headquarters is, of course, in Mountain View, not far from Palo Alto. Now, what is your address? I know that you don't see any customers coming to you, but where should we verify that your business is located? Where do you receive your mail in San Mateo?
Okay, 861.
Uh-huh.
North Claremont Street, San Mateo.
Okay, you said 861 North Claremont Street in San Mateo. Okay, perfect. Now, like I said, if you don't have any other questions for me at this point, I'll do a couple of things. I'm going to schedule a follow-up call from one of our technicians. That's where we get all the information that we need to promote your business and, you know, hours of operation you want to be listed for, the forms of payment that you accept, any mission statement if you've got one, tagline, slogan, motto, etc. And what's unique about your business? If you want us to brand you as knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing, we'll do that. If you have a logo, we'll use it. If not, we will create one for you with your suggestions. We will take care of all of that,
no,
Mr. Santos, in a follow-up call.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
did you
have
another question?
Yeah, I have a logo. And,
you do?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, good. So we'll be able to use your logo on your website. Mm-hmm. Any photos that you have, and I know that you've got some photos of the work that you're doing, like before and after photos and that type of thing, we'll certainly put the... Mm-hmm. Oh, I see your logo. Is it still the Santos Hauling and Cleaning with like a halo over Santos?
Yeah.
Like Saint? Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. And then... like I said, if you don't have any other questions for me at this point, I will schedule the follow-up call from our technician. And then for that first month's payment of $149, Miguel, how did you want to take care of that? MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover? What does work best for you, sir?
I don't know. Let me see in my car. Before, you send the number for my house? Last time.
So Google wants to verify that you're an active business in the local area. They do, because you're showing up in the local map or the PAC result, right? And Google wants to make sure that businesses that are in the local map are indeed local businesses. So they do not verify post office boxes or personal mailboxes. They do know, though, that most service-based businesses where you're going out to the customer, they are run from the home, or maybe they're run from a shop or a small office. The point is, though, if you don't see customers coming out to you, Google does not want anyone to try to knock on your door any more than you do. They just want to list you city and state, okay? So you'll be listed San Mateo, California, not even the zip code, and not any physical street address. So we're not going to promote that North Claremont Street. We do want to make sure, though, that you are an active business in the local area. You'll receive one piece of mail from Google headquarters in Mountain View. It looks like a piece of paper folded over, and it's got the tear-off edges on it. There's not much to it but a 5-digit PIN code and directions on how to verify your Google listing. We actually just want you to message us or call us with that 5-digit PIN, and we will verify your company for you. But Google does want to make sure that you are active in the local area, and they are going to send you that one piece of mail. Okay? Now, you are going to get everything in writing. Actually, I'm going to do a voice verification. It is required of us as Google Premier Partners. It gets recorded through the computer. It outlines your service agreement. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you. So you know that it is a month-to-month service, that we are waiving your setup fee, including the website, and that for the local campaign, it would be a reduced fixed rate of $149, and that the rate would never go up on you, okay? You'll receive all of that in writing. And if you like, I can do that voice verification first, and then if everything makes sense, we can move forward from there. Is that fair?
Yep.
Okay. Give me a quick second here to get that set up. And like I said, the voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me if you have a question or if you want me to clarify the question that I have. It is pretty straightforward, though. Okay? So give me just a second here, Miguel. All right. So Mr. Santos, it reads as follows. It says, "Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This part of the call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your company as you would want that to appear online? I have that as Santos Hauling and Landscaping. Is that correct?
Yes, correct.
Perfect. And then please state your name and your official title within the business.
Miguel Santos.
And you're the owner, correct?
Yes, I am.
Perfect. And then, Mr. Santos, as the owner of Santos Hauling and Landscaping, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of your company, right?
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
Of course. Yeah, you make all the decisions for your business, right? And then for the billing information that you will be using for our services, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Okay. Mm-hmm. Authorized.
You are. Okay. Perfect.
Yeah.
And then... of course, to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Since our job is to make sure that your phone is ringing, we do specifically request that you do in fact agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to both phone calls and emails coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Of course, you would agree to that, right?
Right.
Of course. Of course. Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. The reason we ask is all the content that we'll be creating for you. We certainly would not want you to pay someone else for services that we're already providing. Equally or even more important is that we'll make sure that your business information online stays accurate and consistent and correctly branded as Santos Hauling and Landscaping, okay? Now, we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, Miguel. Of course, you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you do decide to hire someone else who you think might also create content for your business online, we ask that you at least let us know, Mr. Santos, that's fair enough, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Perfect. Okay, perfect. Now, with all of the reductions in the costs for the services that we're providing, and with this being the local campaign, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the setup fee, which I'm actually waiving today, will be charged today's date, the 17th of November, in the very discounted total amount of exactly $149.00. That is both a fixed rate and a flat rate, which again means it will never go up on you, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It is, in fact, an exact amount. No taxes, no fees, no surcharges. There's no lead fees either. Okay, so you're not paying for the lead or the job. It is just that flat rate. Now, this does include content on Google, Bing, Yelp, all the additional directories, voice-activated searches, too, like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri, and Cortana on a smartphone, etc. In this case, Mr. Santos, we will also be including a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, and conversion-driven website. That landing page is also included at no additional cost, which again means that we will build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you, included at no additional cost, okay? Now, when the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 17th of the month, and that same exact discounted rate of $149, and once again, that rate will never go up on you. It is, like I said, a month-to-month service, and that means, of course, you may absolutely discontinue your agreement at any time for any reason, no questions asked, no fees involved. You can pause it, too, if you get more work than you can take on or need to go on vacation. All that we do ask to prevent charges to your next month of service is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Mr. Santos, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Miguel, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, I do. I understand.
Okay, perfect, perfect. And for that initial payment, just the $149, Miguel, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover? What works best for you, sir?
Visa.
A Visa. And is it your name on the card, the business name, or both? How does that appear?
Both.
Both?
Miguel.
Miguel Santos. No middle initial.
Miguel Santos. And Miguel Dos Santos in my car.
Miguel Dos Santos? Like D-O-S?
Yeah.
Santos on the card?
Yes. D-O-S.
Okay, yeah. And then, Mr. Santos, you said that was a Visa card. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir. Okay. Let me read that back to you. I've got 42-59-07-20-45-51-41-47.
Yes, you got it.
Okay. And then the expiration month and year?
03-24.
03 of 24. And then the last three digits on the back of the card?
406.
So I've got 406 on the back of the card, and March or 03 of 2024, the expiration date.
Yes.
Okay. And does that bill at the home address, the 861 North Claremont Street?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, same address. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
My question is, guys send the by email or by my mail address? The some paper I put in my account here, my business account. And some paper, you know, about this valuer, you know, this 149. You guys
yes.
send paper for me, some paper, some.
Oh yeah. No,
you
understand? So yeah, everything that we went over in the voice verification is going to be provided for you in writing.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, you're going to get a username and a password to access your tracking and reporting system. Okay. Now, if you like, I can email you your invoice as well. In fact, you're going to get it. Okay. So you're going to get an email with the initial invoice on there. There's going to be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. Everything that we did just go over in the voice verification will be provided for you in writing. Okay. Now it's actually going to ask, and you should receive that in a minute here. I'm having our automated system send you that invoice now. You're also going to receive a confirmation email through our automated system with our client support phone number and the hours of operation on there. Okay? But if you've got a pen handy, I want to give you that phone number right now.
I got it. Local Splash, right? Support.
Yes. Yeah, you should there's Local Splash Support. You should get you might have already received that email. The Local Splash invoice email looks like it's been sent. Do you have a pen handy and I'll give you that information now? You'll also receive it by email. This is for Local Splash Client Support. The toll-free number is 877-635-6225. Okay, that's 877-635-6225. And it's option 1 or extension 1 to reach a live client support agent. Now, Mr. Santos, you can reach a live agent Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Okay. Of course you can email the support team 24/7. If you email the support team, they'll follow up with you within the following business day. The email address for support is support@localsplash.com. So pretty easy to remember that one. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, like I said, you're going to receive that confirmation email through our automated system in just a minute. You're also going to receive that initial invoice. Now, on the invoice email, there's a link to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification. It's provided for you in writing. You're also going to receive that link by text message, okay? Now, depending on who your phone carrier is, you might get that text message even before you get the email. Let me know when you receive either or both of those. I want to walk you through something when you see that, okay? Let me know when you get the text or when you get the email.
Mm-hmm. I got the email here.
You
right
got
now,
the email? Local Splash, the Local Splash initial invoice?
Yeah.
It says, Dear Miguel Santos, thank you for choosing Local Splash. The invoice is located below this email.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And then the
text message too. If you open the text message, it goes right where we want it to go. If you're on the email, just click where it says, please click here. The blue words, click here, is a hyperlink that goes directly to my.localsplash.com, in this case, /terms. But the my.localsplash.com is actually your client dashboard for your tracking and your reporting. Okay? So do you see that?
Mm-hmm.
It says Google My Business Optimization, directory submissions, the landing pages, the website that we're going to build for you, etc. At the top is local / terms of experience. Mm-hmm. So towards the bottom, about two-thirds of the way down, it says SMS communications. Those are text messages through the computer. And you did say that the mobile number, the 650-520-4693, that is a smartphone, right? You do receive text messages on that number. So that box below it is to opt out of SMS or text messages, so do not click on that box. We actually do want to be able to send you text messages. Like I said, phone, text, email, we'll use all of those to contact you with important information. But if you scroll all the way down towards the bottom, you'll see that line that goes straight across. Below it, it says signature. Above it, there's a box that says I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the card that is in your name. So we want you to click on that box, okay, just to verify that that is the card that you used. And then where it says below that Miguel Dos Santos, you can either copy and paste that into the sign box or you can type it in. If you copy and paste it, just make sure that you do not copy a space before or after. If it is case sensitive, so if you type it in, make sure that it's exactly as it shows with the M, the D, and the S being capitalized. The spaces between Miguel and between Dos and Santos, okay? So once you have that typed in there or copied in there, click on the confirm signature box below that. That does a couple of things. Mm-hmm. Of course, it lets us know that you know that it's month to month, that we have waived the setup fee, that we've included the website for you. It also does allow us to do the NAPW audit to verify the information that's out there for your business online, to correct any information that's not accurate, misspellings, or anything that says cleaning. Even on the Yelp listing, we're going to fix that. So it's going to say Santos Hauling with only one L, as it should be, and landscaping, okay? And it also allows us to send the PIN card to verify that you're active in the local area. Now, you're going to know that you're successful when it asks you for a username and password. Do you see that screen?
Username and password?
Well, if you type in or copy and paste Miguel Dos Santos into the sign box and click the confirm signature, it will ask you for your username and password. It's going to take you to the next screen.
Ah, okay. I got it. I see. In this email. Yeah, I type in confirm signature, right?
Well, yeah, you just click on the confirm signature box, but in the box that is above it, at the very bottom where it says signature, there's the red arrow that says sign. You click on that box there, and you can either copy and paste Miguel Dos Santos or type it in. Just make sure, like I said, it is case sensitive, so you type it in exactly as you see it there. And then once you have it typed in or copy and pasted in there, then on the box just below it where it says confirm signature, you want to click on that box.
Okay, let me see. Confirm. Oh, okay, I got you.
And then if it's asking you for your username and your password, then you know that you've gotten through that step. So the reason that it's asking you for your username and your password, like I said, the my.localsplash.com is actually the dashboard portal that you'll very soon be using for your tracking and your reporting. The automated system thinks you're trying to access it now. The username has been created, but not a password. We'll actually send or text your username and your password in about 3 or 4 business days once your website and your dashboard is actually created. Miguel, I think if you were able to put in a password now, it would give you some sort of oops error message that the page has not yet been created. Don't worry about the username and password right now. Like I said, that's just the automated system trying to take you through to your tracking and your reporting system, which hasn't been created yet. You're actually all set on my end, except for the scheduling of the follow-up call with our technician, okay? So let me pull up the client interview calendar now, and then we want to get you through to a technician. Would you be available in about 10 or 15 minutes for a 20, 30-minute phone call? There's a space available at our 3 o'clock slot if I can get it approved. They usually do like a little more advanced notice, but I think they might be able to fit you in if you want to take that phone call now. It would come to you in about 10, maybe 15 minutes, take about 25, 30 minutes after that. Like I said, we want to get the information that we need to create your website, and promote your business. Would you be available for a phone call from our technician in about 10 or 15 minutes if I can get one of them to approve that for the 3 o'clock slot? Okay. Mm-hmm. Let me message my supervisor right now, and then I'll find out if someone is available for that, okay?
Okay.
Let me just find out. His name is Caesar. And you're bilingual, English and Spanish, right? Do you prefer Spanish?
Yeah, I speak Spanish, Portuguese, and English. My English is not very well. With Spanish, I think.
Oh, your English is fine, Mr. Santos. Your English is perfect. To be honest with you, I speak with a lot of people who only speak English, and they don't speak English as well as you do. But certainly I know that English is not your native language. You speak Spanish and Portuguese as well. So I'm waiting back to hear back from Caesar. He's the supervisor over there. He's also bilingual, English and Spanish, and he's responding right now. So I just need to know if he's okay with that.
Okay.
And like I said, I'm giving them the heads up that although it's 3 o'clock right now, that they're going to need about 10 or 15 minutes to review the account and get everything prepared. So you would not expect that phone call until, 10 after, 15 after, something like that. Okay. So he says yes. I'm just notating it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you're going to get that.
Go ahead.
Okay, so you're going to get that phone call in about 15 minutes or so. It's going to take you about 20-25 minutes after that. Like I said, you don't have to be in front of a computer for that particular phone call. Do you prefer I see if a bilingual agent is available, or would you be okay with that call in English?
If you guys is bilingual, is better. Sometimes some words I don't understand, but if it's just English, it's fine. Also,
Okay. I'm asking him now as I'm notating the account. So he's gonna respond to that as well. I let him know Spanish preferred, but he'll answer in just a second here.
Mm-hmm.
So everything's officially going out to Miguel Dos Santos, as you see. And Miguel, are you Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday? When do you want to be found?
Monday to Friday.
Monday to Friday? Okay. Is that like 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. or specific hours that you wanted to be listed?
Yeah, 7 to 7.
That's 7 to 7?
Yeah.
And residential and commercial, right? You said no real preference there?
Yeah, residential commercial. Yeah, that's pretty good.
Perfect. Okay. Do you accept all forms of payment, cash, check, and credit card?
Credit card, I can. Check or cash?
Check or cash. Check or cash only at this point? Okay. Perfect. Mm-hmm. And then, like I said, if you've got a mission statement or a motto, a tagline or slogan, we'll be able to include that in the content that we'll create for you. And then, of course, we'll have our client interview technician give you that follow-up call in just a couple of minutes here once they prepare.
Mm-hmm.
Let me check and see if he responded to my question. Yes.
Okay.
He says yes. So it's probably going to be with a bilingual speaking agent. I don't think they speak Portuguese, but you guys can speak in English or in Spanish, either one. Okay?
No, both are good. Both are good. Okay. Man, thanks so much. I appreciate it.
Yes. Thank you, too. Been a real pleasure speaking with you, Miguel. It is going to be our technician giving you a call in just a couple of minutes here. But let me be the very first to say, welcome aboard. I'm looking forward to getting your phone ringing and, of course, to earning your business just 1 month at a time. Okay?
Thanks. Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right. Well, you have a wonderful day. Thanks again. Take care.
You too. Thank you.
All righty. Bye-bye.